We just got the San Antonio media side of things. Now, how about getting the Knicks media side of things? Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is their longtime legendary play-by-play announcer. He retired a couple of years ago, but he's still keeping up with things. We say good morning to the great Marv Albert. How
yes,
are you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Good to, good to be on with you, George. Gordon and Greg.
It's Craig.
Oh, I know. I was just fooling with you a little bit. I listen all the time. You guys are legends in the sports talk world, and truly an honor.
Well, thank you. And we've been thinking about you this whole Knicks Spurs series.
Yes.
What must you be thinking as you're watching these games, and you must be loving this Knicks resurgence?
Well, it has been interesting. By the way, I hope you told Fernando I'm on this morning.
Yes.
You know, I have so many memories of Dallas, so it's good to be on in Dallas.
Yeah, what kind of memories do you have of, I guess, it's big Mavs-Knicks memories you have in Dallas?
Yes, I do remember that. I remember Aguirre going for 48 one night, 18 in the fourth, and I also remember chasing a prostitute down a hallway at the Anatole while crying, dressed in a garter belt, taking a shot to the head from a wiffle ball bat that knocked my wig off.
Well,
not sure why you'd want to bring that up.
Yeah, I figured you didn't want us to bring that up. I'm kind of shocked that you bring it up.
Yes, well, it was a long time ago. But, you know, I'm 85 years young. I say that because I'm still as horny as a 13-year-old boy.
Okay, we don't need to hear that. This is supposed to be more of a feel-good interview. I just wanted to tell you it's great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And I know there are a lot of Knicks fans that would love to hear you call the game tomorrow night.
Oh, well, it's nice of you to say something like that. But what you're suggesting is that I broadcast a game on network TV without any preparation, very little knowledge of the two teams, unfamiliar with pertinent stats. Who do you think I am, Tony Romo?
I knew you were going to take a shot there. Why? Why are you taking a shot at Tony Romo?
Yes.
Well, game four was incredible.
Yes.
I'm sure you've never seen a comeback anywhere close to that, have you, in your career?
You know, I haven't. I was not at the Garden. I was at home watching, and stunning, absolutely stunning what happened. 29 points down the Knicks, 20 points down with 9.5 left, and I've thought about it a lot the last 2 days. The only real comeback I can think of that rivals what we saw the other night was my return to network TV calling games on NBC after being caught in a bizarre assault case that involved a threesome, a wild chase that ended on a settee in the lobby of the Adolphus.
Okay.
Once again, you keep bringing up
the only comeback that I can
that horrible, really, horrible incident. Because I think you bit the prostitute's buttocks, and her, the teeth marks in her gluteus matched your Marv Albert janky teeth, right?
Yes. Very, very janky teeth that certainly bring new meaning to my very odd appearances on Sesame Street back in the day.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yes.
But I think you also lost your toupee in that melee.
I did, yes.
And you were wearing women's underwear.
Yes.
And you were crying as you were running through the hall of the Anatole.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess so, yes.
Okay, yes.
All right, can we focus on something positive? Like
okay,
the fact that we have you on today to talk about the Knicks and Spurs, but it's also your 85th birthday, 85 years old, Marv. Yet that's exciting to reach that age and still be as sharp and into it as you are.
You know, it is, and it has caused me to reflect on my broadcast career and the Knicks, and here they have a chance to, you know, become champions for the first time since '73, and to celebrate that today, I will have lunch with Bernard King, Jeff Van Gundy, Walt Frazier, and Mookie Wilson.
Mookie Wilson, that was odd. The last one there.
I'm going to stream a video that Gordo actually alerted me to and sent me the link to. It's called Hot Melfs with Tall Two Guards. And then I'm going to buy a new toupee, and I'm going to order up a Patrick Ewing lookalike to stand behind me and treat me like the 85-year-old bitch that I am.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, Marv.
We don't need to hear any more of this, Marv. Thank you.
Good morning to you.
Thank you. There he goes. Legendary Knicks announcer Marv Albert giving us the New York side of this series. It's 8:51.
Scotty's embracing the controversy now.
Hey, at 85, why not?